Welcome. I'm Frederick Gary Como, and this is The Glimmer. Let's do a guided meditation today where we try to think about the sky. Now, what's fun about the sky is it's ever-changing. It can go from blue to pink to black, gray. It can have texture with clouds and rainbows, and intense sunshine. The sky is a great place to start when you want to think about impermanence. Think about things shifting and moving. Let's start by breathing together a little bit. We can start by taking five nice, slow, deep breaths together. Let's do one. Hold. And release. Hold and release. Three. Four. Hold. And release. Coming up on five now. Five. I feel a lot better already. I hope you do too. Now we can fall back into a nice, slow, comfortable, relaxed, natural pattern of breathing. Let's start. One, making sure that we're all really comfortable. You can be sitting down or lying down. Some of you might even want to do this standing up or walking. That can be possible, but I would advise against driving or riding a bike or doing anything that requires your attention. While listening to this, this is a time to just take a step back from your busy day and just be in the moment, enjoy the moment. There's so much going on in our world that sometimes we just need to take a little step back and refresh, reset. Just be in the moment. Let's start by counting backwards a little bit. So while you keep breathing nice and slowly and naturally, start counting backwards in your head. You don't need to do it out loud. From 100. And between each number, just remind yourself that you're becoming more and more relaxed. Like so, 100. More and more relaxed. 99. More and more relaxed. 98. Seven. More and more relaxed. 96. More and more relaxed. Now you can keep counting exactly like this. A nice slow pace. Nice slow rhythm while you keep breathing. I'm just going to keep talking to you a little bit. And while you're counting, you can start thinking about your body. Thinking about the different parts of your body that might still be holding some tension. Let's explore together. Do some of you have tension in the tips of your fingers? Maybe you do. I don't think I do. Ah, what I do seem to have a little tension in the middle of my hand. So I'm going to try to think about that part of my body. Just let go. Nice and slowly focus in on the middle of my hands. And let go of that tension. Are you holding some tension in your wrists? If so, just try to focus on that part of your body and permit it to let go of the tension there. How about your forearms? A lot of us work on keyboards most of the day, and tension can quite often build up in our forearms. So if that's the case for you, it might be a good idea to just focus in on that tension and let it go. And keep moving up. Our elbows, biceps, triceps, shoulders. And move all the way up after the shoulders, up to your neck. There's another place where there's often a lot of tension that accumulates. You can go through every single, sensation in your neck, all the muscles and the tendons and the nerves. Just try to focus in on the tension that might be there and just let it go. And move up to your head now. The back of your head, the crown of your head, your forehead, your temples, the sides of your head, your jaw. All we hold tension in our jaws. Quite often you can, one thing that you can do is just try to touch your tongue to your, to the roof of your mouth and kind of drop your chin a little bit, just let it drop a little bit. You can feel that tension slowly, ever so slowly, dissipating. That's right. While you're doing all this, you're still counting from 100 down to 0 and reminding yourself that you're more and more relaxed. All around the eyes, there's one place where tension often sits. And just try to think about that area, that part of your body, and let it go. And keep going down. Your chest, your belly, the center of your body, your hips, your groin, your legs, all the way down to your feet and your toes. Just keep thinking about different parts of your body and seeing if there's any tension anywhere. And when there is, just thank it for reminding you that it's there and let it go. Once you've done all that, you can start thinking about the changing nature of the sky. What do you see when you think of sky? Right now I'm doing this right along with you. I've got my eyes closed and I'm trying to think of sky while letting go of whatever tension is left in my body. And I'm kind of seeing a cloudy but kind of silvery sky right now. There's clouds that are kind of heavy, but you got little slivers of light coming through. And I don't know. Almost feels like a sky above an ocean. See, I grew up on the Atlantic coast, and I guess that's where I go in my mind when I'm looking for a calm, serene image. Just a sky that's a little bit overcast, but with some really nice silver linings. That's where I go. Where do you go? Do you have perfectly clear blue skies in your mind's eye? Or do you have skies with nice, luxurious, thick, puffy clouds? Everyone is different. Some of you might have some rainbows. Pinkish, golden skies. There's no right or wrong here. Just let your mind drift. Let it find the right sky for you. Stay with this image. Let it shift. Let the clouds move around. Just focus on that feeling of floating just a little bit. This feels so good to me. I hope it does for you as well. It just feels so good, and it's become so necessary to take these little moments to press pause, to let yourself drift a little. Because we're busy. A lot of us are struggling through this pandemic, trying to figure things out, trying to get things done. But once in a while, it's really good for us to take a little moment like this and think about the sky. Now, a great way to do it when you can is to actually go outside and have a look at the sky. And walk through a park. Enjoy some greenery. And just try to connect. Connect with the sky and nature all around you. But when you can't do that, you can do this. You can sit. You can lay down and think about the sky just a little bit. That felt really good for me. I sincerely hope it felt good for you. Until next time, on The Glimmer. Talk to you soon.